103 Jams encourages you to get out and vote November 3rd, and I'm encouraging you to check out Tech 9 next weekend with an exclusive live stream event. Tech, what's going on with you, bruh?
Oh, man, I'm hanging out, man, after my workout, man, eating some pistachios, man, trying to stay healthy on them, man. You know what I'm sizzling?
Oh, so you ain't got that corona weight like me then. I see you over there.
Nah, I ain't got that. Well, I kind of picked up some corona weight, you know what I'm sizzling, but it was only like 3 pounds, you know what I'm sizzling, so I'm cool, you know?
Tech, I'm not even weighing myself, dog. I'm just going by, if I could still fit my clothes right now, that's the only thing that would make me happy right now. As long as I can fit my clothes, we are good, man.
When your underwear start bowing over, then you know it's getting bad.
Oh,
you know?
Man, no, that's real. You talking that real talk over there, Tech. How you been in 2020, man? How's everything been treating you so far?
I've been busy, man. I've been busy. You know, in April 17th, I put out my full-length EP. Full-length LP. It was called Interfere. Then on August 15th, I dropped 5 more songs called More Fear. And then just on the 23rd of this month, I just dropped Fear Exodus, man. And we just dropped a video today called Spectre, man. So I've just been busy, man. You know what I mean? Working.
Yeah, this ain't going to stop you from doing what you do every year. This is not going to stop you at all, bro. I already know.
And as you can see, they try to stop the tour. They stopped the tour. It was supposed to start like April 1st. You know what I'm sizzling? But now we found a way to bring the tour all over the world at once. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For a live stream, full-length concert experience, man. It's going to be so crazy. And it's going to be the day before my birthday, too, November 7th. My birthday is November 8th. So we're going to bring it in. That show, we're going to bring it in, like, hard. You know what I mean? One thing that COVID did that was positive for me, it sat me down for a minute so I can be able to see my family and visit my, you know what I'm saying, be with my family, be closer to my family, man, because I've been touring for so many years, man, you know what I mean? And just having time with family and, you know, getting the time that I lost. Well, I'll never get back the time I lost, but I'm just getting the time that I need, you know what I mean? Because I'm always working. So that's one thing I've been doing, man, and working in between that. But my fans know, November 7th, November 8th, my birthday, but that live stream, we going to bring it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about this is the show that they were going to get if the tour went out on April 1st. You know what I'm saying? So people will get to see it. People in Moscow already said they're going to be watching. People in Australia said they're going to be watching, even though it's going to be 7 a.m. over there. You know what I mean? And New Zealand and people in London going to be watching. You know what I mean? I just wanted to talk to y'all because I want my people to be watching too here in Kansas City, man. Everybody, man, to tune in, because a lot of people ain't seen my show here in Kansas City. A lot of people have, though.
Yes.
A lot of people haven't seen the show, so if you ever wanted to know our secrets of what we do and why people say it's the greatest show on earth, you'll get to see it right there November 7th. You know what I mean? 8 p.m. Central Time, you know?
Just you and Chris, or we got other artists with you on this one?
Just me and Chris on this first one. It's going to be me and Chris on this first one. And then the second one, we're going to start bringing in some of the other artists, you know what I'm sizzling? So, you know, this is the first time we're doing something like this, but whenever they try to hold us back in any kind of way, whether it be the pandemic or whatever they're trying to do to stop us touring and selling merchandise, we're going to be selling merchandise that night on the site as well. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't stopping nothing. And if this goes well, man, whoa, this might be the new way. You never know. We're going to always find a way, man, to get to the people and get the people to us.
And right. And you do it worldwide. It's bigger than what's going on around here. Worldwide, Tech 9 doing this day. But, of course, it's always good to see you doing your thing here in Kansas City. Okay. How can they get those tickets for the live stream and get more information and everything, Tech?
If they go to my Instagram, man, it's the link in my bio. My Instagram is The Real Tech 9, you know what I mean? And the link is in my bio, man, and you can just click the link and it'll lead you to anything you want to get, whether it's all there, man, you know what I mean?
They can check out the video on there and everything, too, since you said the music video out today.
Oh, yeah. You can see all that on my Instagram.
Y'all go.
You know what I mean?
Y'all should already be following Tech anyway. You already know. Tech 9 and Chris Calico, two of the greatest followers you could do in your life right now on social media. Always entertaining me on there, no doubt. And, of course, you say, any more music coming out before 2020 is done?
Oh, of course, man. You know, I can't really These are big surprises, so I can't really say with who, but I got something humongous. I mean, I'm talking about, like, this might be the biggest thing I ever did. I don't know. But that's one thing. And then I got another project coming out before the end of the year, too. So, and it's a group project. You know what I'm saying? It's a, you know, it's me with a DJ. I just been working. I wish I could tell you everything, brother.
Oh, don't tell me, man. I wouldn't be surprised, too, like everybody else out here. I wouldn't be surprised like everybody else, Tech.
But you know, that's me saying this would probably be the biggest thing I've ever done. When I've worked with Eminem, I've worked with Kendrick Lamar, I've worked with Lil Wayne, I've worked with T.I., I've worked with 2 Chainz, B.O.B., I've worked with Floetry, I've worked with Boyz II Men on a Weed song, I've worked with all these people, The Doors, you know what I mean? Metal artists, everything. So if I say this is probably the biggest thing I've done, just imagine what it is, you know what I mean? When you hear it, you'll know. You're like, oh, that's what he was talking about.
Oh, man, I can't wait. And you got to call us. You got to tell us all about it, too. You got to call and talk to us about it, too, when that comes out, too, Tech.
It's all good. This thing I'm talking about is big. This is going to be global. This thing is global because it's just that's the reach.
Oh, man. You got me over here thinking, Tech. I'm over here thinking. I got my mind working right now. Before I let you go, Tech, yeah, one more thing, man. What you got up for Halloween this weekend?
Well, man, we were going to fly out to Atlanta tomorrow morning, and because they got some wild, crazy haunted houses down there, and you know we're gonna do a little podcast thing down there, but that fell through. So, and then it was like a death in our circle, you know what I mean? So we just canceled it, man. So I'm gonna be here, man. So I'll probably hook up with my son tonight and see a scary movie or something. He's talking about something like that, you know what I mean? But tomorrow I'll probably go to a costume party that my family is having. I don't know, man. It's just up in the air right now. But this is my favorite holiday, so you know I'm gonna bring it in right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was just thinking about that. I was like, man, this is Tech's favorite weekend out here, and you got your other favorite weekend coming up with your birthday, man. That's back to back. All love right there.
Yes, it is.
You enjoy your weekend and all that good stuff, Tech. Oh, go ahead. What you gonna say?
I want all y'all to tune in, man. If y'all can. If you ain't working at 8 p.m. Next Saturday, man, you know what I mean? Just tune in and check out the show, and y'all let me know what y'all think, because everybody that's seen the show know that we do the damn thing, man. You know what I mean? And it's like I know I'm about to be almost half a century on November 8th.
No way. You know, no. Man, that's fake news, man.
You know, but I won't be a half a century till next year, though. You know what I'm saying? But when we move up there, man, I move like they know what I move like. I don't move like I'm about to be half a century.
No, because you look 20 years younger than that, bro. Trust me, you look 20 years younger than that, dog.
Oh, man.
You got the Pharrell jeans, bro.
I hear it everywhere I go, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're only old as you feel. And you're just old as you make yourself feel. You know what I'm saying?
Jack, I appreciate the time as usual, man. Have a safe weekend and look forward to see what you're doing next weekend, bro. And happy birthday if I don't talk to you beforehand.
Much love, man. Thank you so much.